With us now is Alan Migliorato, and he is the co-founder of Adventure Catholic Leadership Training. He's the author of The Manly Art of Raising a Daughter and a new book, Falling Forward, Leadership Lessons for Catholic Teens Today. Alan, thank you for being with us.
Hey, Father. Thanks for having me again.
Well, this week we're going to talk about what we didn't talk about last week, and that's the whole question of peer pressure. Do you think there's any peer pressure going on in our country right now?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's unfortunate the type of peer pressure that's going on, because this is not the right kind of peer pressure. And peer pressure can be a good thing at times if it's directed in the right avenues, but it's horrible what's happening. And, you know, I think that it shows how powerful peer pressure can be in everybody, whether you think that you are or not. I consider myself a stand-apart kind of person. You know, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I really never followed the crowd, but I'm still influenced by peer pressure, whether directly or indirectly at times.
Now, of course, the root of peer pressure is we want to belong. And, of course, there's no group of people that want to belong more than teenagers. They want to be accepted by their peers. They want to be accepted by their friends. And in order to that, they want to be seen as cool by their friends. And because of that, oftentimes they may be tempted to act or do things that if they were thinking rightly, they wouldn't even have considered.
Well, exactly. But, you know, the cognitive process in a teen's brain, but you know, even the science of it, the prefrontal cortex of their brain is not formed completely. That's why you see teenagers making, you know, emotional decisions and impulsive decisions without thinking things through. That's almost part of growing up, but it's also part of being a parent, where we help them get through that, as painful as it may be at times for both sides, making those emotional and impulsive decisions can be damaging. But that's kind of what our new book is about too, is the failing forward, where, you know, you're going to fail at times, but you're not going to stay stuck in the same spot. But peer pressure is a very, very powerful part of growing up.
And unfortunately, you know, and when I was growing up, peer pressure, I mean, the stakes weren't quite as high, I think, in the 70s and 80s as they are now.
Well, in what way?
Well, I think in the ways, the effects that things can have in our life, you know, you say something stupid or, you know, and it's forgotten about. You put something stupid on Facebook and it's going to carry through the rest of your life.
Oh, I see what you mean. Absolutely. Yeah, well, this is almost like we're living on a megaphone or a microphone. You know, everything that you say is compounded, you know, and you can pull up something that you said from 7 or 8 years ago. And, you know, I always tell I have people that come in and interview for a job with me who, you know, I'll look them up on social media or have one of my employees look them up on social media. And it's amazing. Like, it can't possibly be the same person. You can see, you know, what they've done for the last 7 and 8 years, you know, and that's going to affect the decisions that I make on hiring and all kinds of decisions for their future. So peer pressure is one of those things where if you're a leader, and think about this for a minute. Leadership is about being able to influence, right? And peer pressure is about influencing. So if you're a leader, you don't necessarily get influenced as often as if you're not a leader. And that's a big part, I think, of raising teens today, is making sure that they understand that they are called to be leaders for Christ. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, they let that be their driving force, not what their friends think, you know, they need to do. Recently, there was an institute, oh my gosh, I'm going to blow this. It was a National Institute of Drug Addiction, NIDA. They did a study on a group of teenagers playing a video game, right? And they put them in a room by themselves. And the risks that they took when they were by themselves were significantly less than the risks that they took when their friends were in the room watching them play. So peer pressure, and that was kind of to show how important surrounding yourself with the right kind of people can be. And when you're a leader, you influence others. So that's the biggest part of saying no to negative peer pressure, is by surrounding yourself with the right type of people to begin with, so that when it does come time for you to be influenced, even though you may not desire to be, but when it does happen, it will be in the right direction.
Well, you know, Alan, one of the things, and this was something every high school faces, that you're either with the cool kids or you're with the nerdy kids or you're with the dorky kids. But everyone seems, well, if I want to be with the cool kids, I got to do this stuff. And it doesn't make sense to me, but I'm going to do it anyway, so I'll be seen as cool. You know, how do we deal with that kind of a mentality?
Well, again, this is a hard thing for teens to grasp because, like you said, it's so important for them to be accepted, right? But, I've raised my daughters the same way, and all the kids that I work with, and they all struggle with this. It doesn't mean that you tell them this one time and they get through it. But everyone who God called throughout Scripture, every one of them, was not accepted by their surroundings, by the people that were around them, for one reason or another. You know, Moses, if you think about Moses who was called, he was a Hebrew, but he was pretending to be an Egyptian. When they found out he was a Hebrew, they didn't want anything to do with him. And the Hebrews didn't want anything to do with him because he used to be an Egyptian. So God calls outcasts. So it's not a bad thing not to go along with the crowd. So you can have friends of similar interests, but you don't have to share their moral compass. And that's a big part, again, of raising teens, is helping them to understand this and just being understanding, you know. And I had friends who were jocks, who I don't even know if they call them that anymore, but growing up, you know, I played a lot of sports, and I had friends who were, didn't play sports and who were into music and who were into theater. And I just, it never really bothered me, but it does bother kids.
It does. And one of the things is if children don't know how to deal with peer pressure when they're young, it's going to carry on to when they're adults, because adult peer pressure is just as serious business as adolescent is.
Absolutely. And you see adults, remember we were talking earlier about teens making, impulsive decisions and emotionally charged decisions. I know a ton of adults who do that. And that's because they were never taught to deal with peer pressure at a younger age. They were never allowed to fail and to try again. And they, you know, this is a bad thing for adults to be experiencing the same thing that they did when they were, 13 and 14 years old, and to be making decisions the same way.
Well, so, and the parents will actually, the kids will actually use their friends' parents against you. Well, mom and dad, look what their parents are letting you do this, but you're not. You know, I thought you were a cool parent, but you're not as cool as they are. And so they're they're actually using their tools against you.
Yeah, you get peer pressure from your kids at times too, and that I always thought that was a funny thing when I always had a great response. I thought, well, my kids would say, well, so and so's parents are letting them do that, and I said, well, that's awesome. I mean, do you want them to be your parents too? Because maybe they'll let you do that. Because, in this house, you're not doing that. And God gave you to me, so I got to raise you the way that I think is right. You know, I'm one in particular, my daughter, when she was like 14 years old, my oldest daughter, she wanted to go to a concert in Tampa, which is, an hour and a half, 2 hours away from where we are. And she said that she was going to spend the night over there with her friend, and her mom was just going to drop her off. And I was like, wait, back up. Her mom is just going to drop her off at this concert, and then they can spend the night at the hotel by themselves that her mom's going to prearrange. I said, is there a gas leak in here? What could possibly make that decision a good decision? She goes, well, her mom thinks it's okay. And I said, well, she's not your mom. I mean, you could live there, maybe then you could live by their rules, but here, I don't care what her parents do. I care what you do. And so that's, I think, an important message, too, is my daughter saw me not giving in to peer pressure, and it's important for parents to line themselves up so that they're not giving in to peer pressure and keeping up with the Joneses and trying to be the cool mom and dad. They got to do what's right for their kids, even if it's not the cool thing to do. It's got to be the right thing.
Yeah, we always find peer pressure never goes away. No matter how old we get, there's always going to be someone trying to influence us to do something other than wait, may be good or may not be good for us. Well, Alan Milley-Rotter, thanks for sharing with us today your Adventure Catholic parenting tip. If people want to find out again more about Adventure Catholic Leadership Training, where can we send them?
AdventureCatholic.com, best place to do it. You can hear all of our interviews, and you can even get the books there. AdventureCatholic.com.
Thanks a lot, Alan. I hope you have a good day.
Thanks, Father. God bless you.